Family planning and family planning education are vital tools in promoting healthier lifestyles and empowering individuals to make informed choices about their futures. That's according to the National Family Planning Coordinator in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Environment, Sister Alita John Douglas. Douglas says family planning education not only prevents unintended pregnancies, but also promotes awareness about sexually transmitted infections, STIs, and promotes healthy relationships.
We educate our young people, our adolescents, in relation to sexual and reproductive health, staying in school, getting their education. It helped them to be more empowered, right? And it also helped them to make informed choices. So you know, okay, this is what I am supposed to be doing now. I'm in school, so I would study my education after school. And we always tell them sex is something that is always there. It can wait. It don't run away. Education has a limited time frame. So once you pass that time frame, for example, the school age, you know you have to get education outside of school, yes. But then getting that foundation in school is crucial. So we want to empower you so that you can have the knowledge to make informed choices where sexuality is concerned.
Douglas also says parents play a crucial role in guiding and supporting their children's understanding of family planning. She adds that open communication about reproductive health, relationships, and contraception helps create a supportive environment where young people feel comfortable making informed decisions.
One of the things that we as parents need to do is to sit down and have a conversation with our children, whether male or female. Have a conversation with them, befriend our children. You have a daughter at home or you have a son, you sit and talk to them. And you know, you talk to them, maybe share your experience, etc. with them. So you build that relationship. Once you have a relationship with your children, they'll be able to talk to you. And by talking to you, you and that child would be able to decide, okay, mommy, I'm doing this, I need that. Or mommy, I am not doing this, so I'm not ready for that. But don't rush them, don't back at them, don't embarrass them, especially in the public. Because those are things that draw the children away from the parents, and then you would not be able to get any information from them, and then they would go to the pairs. Sometimes the pairs have wrong information, and then you would find the children start to do things that they're not supposed to be doing.
Douglas notes that the National Family Planning Program is engaged in a number of initiatives.
Some of our programs would be our sexual reproductive health program that are offered to schools, so schools can call the department, and mainly from 4s and 5s, we go into the schools and we talk to them about sexual reproductive health issues, what it is and how to go about it. We also use up the police youth club where we go and do the same sessions with them, and we also have adolescent youth groups attached to the health centers that we would go and actually talk to them about family planning and sexual reproductive health. We still have a lot of work to do, not just the department, but the entire country has a lot of work to do where our teenage boys are concerned. But I think our greatest achievement would have been when we look at the age group under 15. The birth rate has been slowly going down, and I mean, that would be our greatest achievement.
National Family Planning Coordinator in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and Environment, Sister Alita John Douglas. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.